This is Simon Peterson with Reflections. A mother once took her young son, who was just beginning to learn to play the piano, to hear the world-famous Polish pianist Jan Paderewski in concert. After the usher had shown them their seats, the mother spotted a friend in the audience and walked down the aisle to greet her. The little boy saw that as his opportunity to explore the wonders of the concert hall, and eventually explored his way through a door marked No Admittance. When the house lights dimmed and the concert was about to begin, the mother returned to her seat and discovered her son was missing. Suddenly, the curtains parted and the spotlights focused on the impressive grand piano on stage. In horror, the mother saw her little boy sitting at the keyboard, innocently picking out Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. At that moment, Paderewski made his entrance, quickly moved to the piano, and whispered in the boy's ear, "Don't stop. Keep playing." Then Paderewski leaned over, reached down with his left hand, and began filling in a bass part. Soon his right arm reached around to the other side of the child and added a third part. Together, the old master and the young novice transformed a frightening situation into a wonderfully creative experience. The audience was mesmerized. That's the way it is with our Heavenly Father. What we can accomplish on our own is hardly noteworthy. We try our best, but the results aren't exactly graceful, flowing music. But with the hand of the Master, our life's work truly can be beautiful. Next time you set out to accomplish great feats, listen carefully. You can hear the voice of the Master whispering in your ear, "Don't stop, keep playing." Feel his loving arms around you. Know that his strong hands are there, helping you turn your feeble attempts into masterpieces. As long as you're trying your best to do what he knows is best, he'll always be there to love and guide you on to do great things.
If you would like to receive free daily devotionals, log on to www.activated.org.